So we've made $7.3 million in the last 5 years from screenings. When's the last time you did a screening?
Three this weekend, my
son. Amazing. So he said three this weekend, his team.
15 years ago.
July.
Yeah, cool. Here's the thing about screenings. They just work. They just work. And now I've worked with a lot of my inner circle members often. The reason I ask that is a lot of them are like, they haven't done it in 15 years. But if you think back to when you did do them in 15 years, did you get new patients?
Yeah.
But then, like, what happens is business owners and marketers are weird. We find something that works and then we stop doing it for no apparent reason. So, fears, fates, things, should you be doing them? Yeah, you should be doing them, even if you have to do them yourself, like once in a while. It takes unprecedented levels of no ego, you know. But if you go back to the initial process I told you about, the person that's most prepared to look stupid in public wins. And then some people are like, oh, but you don't see my dentist doing screenings. Well, like, you cannot compare. You can't compare. Dentistry is a £7 billion industry in the UK. £7 billion industry. I don't even want to know what it is, yeah? And chiropractic is maybe a £200 million. I reckon, the market. That's awesome. You can't compare David and Goliath.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
What props and tools do you recommend docs use now? I used to use a sand machine 15 years ago. I mean, what do you use?
Sand machine, baby.
Yeah.
So I still use Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. I like a Sam because it's like a prop.
Okay.
So it's like, it gets Kate's attention. I like it. But then some of the guys did you use subluxation?
Yeah.
Subluxation? Yeah. That works too. So honestly, what you did 20 is going to work. Same now, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So it really works. They just work. Sport club, wherever you can get into. I mean, my team would have been doing today too, tomorrow, this week. There would have been screenings happening. Summer, it's a bit of like make hay while the sun shines, you know. If you live in like London or a place like that, or it gets cold where you are, like they're a bit rough. the sign up rates and stuff are a bit tough in winter. You know, standing at a Costco or whatever in winter is a little bit more difficult, and sign-up rates do go down. But that's when you have another, like, that's when you start doing other campaigns and you lean on other things a bit heavily. Cool. So we've made $7.3 million in the last 5 years from screenings. And everyone's like, I love telling people that because, like, while everyone else is like, you know, if you will, in essence, like screenings are below me. Yeah, a lot of people, like, sometimes, you know, they're like, you know, I'll never do a screening. I'm like, yeah, well, while you were too proud, we made $7.3 million. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm not saying I want to be at a screening every day or every weekend or whatever, you know, but you can find a team to do it. Sometimes you've got to get it going. So here's my advice, and I'd love to hear your feedback for this. My advice for how I built my screening team was too young, didn't get great results, slightly more mature, someone who wants cash in hand, we pay them cash in hand, and we incentivize them $20, $30 a sign up, whatever it is. And there are loads of people out there that would love to earn $100 to $200 cash in hand for an afternoon's work. Loads. Tell me what's worked for you.
Yeah, we have a main person that sets them all up, and then she does most of them. And they have a couple of part-time people, but yeah, she's salary with us, and they're hourly, and then they get, if they, we charge $40.
Yeah.
As soon as they make the appointment, they get half of it.
Yeah.
So, and that's the person who signs up for.
Do you give them a basic as well? Do they get paid hourly while they're on it? So we also do that. We £10 an hour while they're on the event, and £10 per person they register, sign up. It's very similar.
And they pay right there at the screening.
Always.
Always.
Or that, it's a waste of time to do it any other way, they don't show up. So he has one more thing though. I think it's my next slide. Okay, that's just a little slow diagram. It's so basic. I'm just gonna. This is what we do. It's so like this is how. Here's the thing. This is how literally I train my. This is how I train my team. I'm like, great. This is the script we use. It's like, get attention, give them the questionnaire. They must fill out. I want them to fill out their symptoms first. Look at the symptoms. Get them on the scan machine, sand machine. Then you go. You have to link the symptoms to their posture. So it's like. You said you had leg pain, neck pain, etc., and you are X amount heavy on this side, your head's going forward, etc. Here's the key question. Can you see how that could be causing that?
Yes.
Could you see how that could be affecting that? That's the key question. That's the setup. If you will, test close. Get a yes. Yeah, I could see how those... Could you? Oh, wow, I know you've had headaches for the last 20 years. Head's going forward. Could you see how the two could be related? Yeah, I could see that. Cool, get a yes. Then I'll go, cool, how important is it for you to get this sorted? How NB, how important is it for you to get this sorted? Simplest script of all time, right? This is very important for me to get this sorted. Then I'll get a very, how important, very, and then we'll go, well, we're here as a community service today, it's normally 150 to come see us, today it's just 40, and we do that in combination with Costco, how does that sound? Sounds good.
So if they're like, you just give them a card and say, well, call them when you're ready.
I don't recommend giving out cards. I then would go, can I send you something? Let me grab your email address.
Okay.
See how it's changed? It's like, don't give out, I don't own the cards. I don't do cards anymore.
Excuse cards,
yeah. It's just like, it's time, let me go home and think about it. Like, do you need more information? No problem. Give me your email address, I'll send you an amazing pack. And there's a discount in there. That's a better thing to do. So I don't give them any. We don't. But normally if they're not closing, it's because they're not linking it or something. Anyway, very, very basic. But was that helpful?
Yes.
Cool. Very, very basic. Because here's what I found. I could train a screening team and then I'd go and they weren't doing like super advanced. I mean, like even like you've been down this path, like every scripts and everything. Like same with associates, they don't do it. Like I can train them like the most amazing scripts. They don't do it. Like big scripts. Don't do it. Like just don't do it. Like I'm like I sent you all the way to America to learn the thing, and you don't do it. Like I'm like okay, just can you say this for me? How important is it for you to get this fixed? And they get it. Yes, very. I'm like okay. Whew. So I can get them to do the basics, and then after that, they're going to take it to another level themselves. So if my screening team is like, can I get them to do follow that? Like, yeah, just about.
Well, what I've seen is when I go and do this, we use those kind of scripts, or if my wife comes with me, we all know too much, so we talk too much.
Oh, my friend.
And then they get too much information. This, and then they don't come. This is very straightforward.
So you know what's so interesting? Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because we have a screening team, they're not chiropractors, and they are commission-based, right? Do you know at one point they were like, please, yeah. They were like, don't send the doc. We close more when the doc's not there.
They'll learn more without me.
And they're like, because they just try to talk too much, you know? So very powerful, because we want to help, but we want to do, and like, your job is not to answer all the questions, your job is actually to create questions. Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year alone. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope that the book's part of that journey. See you soon.